You're with BBC Radio Solent. It's just gone 20 minutes past four. Now, whenever we think of dinosaurs, we always have an idea in our head of what a dinosaur would have looked like. But apparently, the largest dinosaurs held their heads high and up and not out in front of them, as depicted by museums around the world, museums and many films as well. Let's speak to Dr. Mike Taylor, who joins us now from the University of Portsmouth, who's been carrying out some research into this. Dr. Taylor, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Now, what is this? What, are you about to explode a myth about dinosaurs?
No, it's not quite as dramatic as that. What we're really doing is going back to the way these dinosaurs have been drawn traditionally, going back 50 and 100 years. All the great paintings of the sauropods, that's the really big dinosaurs with the long necks, have they've always shown them with their necks held high. But in the last 20 years, that's all changed around, and several lines of evidence have led people to think that their necks were held out low in front of them, drooping down towards the ground. And that's what we hope to, if not overturn, then at least reopen the debate.
So, okay, would you like, though, to see things like the National History Museum with a slightly different-looking dinosaur?
No, actually, ironically, I really like it the way it is, because when the neck is low enough like that, we can actually see the individual bones, which makes it much more useful for scientists than if the neck was held high up.
So, are you sort of meaning that they would have looked more like a giraffe?
Yes, exactly, and more of a giraffe-like pose would have been what they were doing most of the time.
How did you find this out? How did you get this discovery?
Well, it's almost embarrassingly simple, really. We just looked at what the animals we have alive today do.
Right.
So if you take the bones of the neck of, say, a rabbit, for example, and you just fit those neck bones together in the way that all the bits overlap the most and where it just seems like the natural position ought to be, the neutral posture, if you like, then you get a neck that sticks out in front of the animal, just like the way we've seen the sauropods restored in things like Walking with Dinosaurs. But if you take an x-ray of a live rabbit and see it just sitting there happily, what you actually see is, surprisingly enough, the neck is very, very strongly turned up at the base of the neck, and it has an S-shaped neck, rather like the neck of a swan,
right,
although you don't normally see that because of all the flesh and the fur. So what we found is that not just with rabbits, but with cats and with chickens, and to a lesser extent with even things like crocodiles and lizards, the neck is not held in this neutral pose at all, but the posture that you see these things adopt most of the while when they're just resting and comfortable is very much more turned up at the base of the neck. So we expect to see the same thing in extinct animals.
And this is what, it is fascinating, and especially when you think of all the Hollywood movies and, you know, we talk about the museums and everything, but does this have any sort of, you know, research of anything looking towards the future that makes this more interesting?
Well, I don't think we're likely to evolve anything similar to sauropods in the future, because there's nothing alive today that really has the
has your research sort of helped us to understand anything else?
I'm afraid it hasn't. There's a paleontologist called James Farlow who says, "I've always prided myself in being a field with no practical application." And I think there's something quite noble and pure about that.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
But it is fascinating, though. Dr. Mike Taylor, there from the University of Portsmouth, who's been looking into this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.